Good morning. Welcome back to the Roundtable and to a wonderful moment where we get to talk about an event that's coming up this coming weekend that many, many, many folks like me are looking forward to. It is the Saratoga Book Festival. It's an annual community-wide celebration of books in downtown Saratoga Springs, New York, SBF. That's what its friends call it, brings writers, book lovers, and even reluctant readers together for thoughtful conversations, fascinating interviews, book talks, readings, workshops, youth programs, and much more. The festival runs this coming weekend across various venues in downtown from October 4th through the 7th with 33 sessions and special events, 50 authors and presenters, and a literary marketplace with over 90 local authors. Headliners for the 2024 festival include Liz Moore, author of The God of the Woods, Brenda Wineapple, author of Keeping the Faith, God, Democracy, and the Trial that Riveted a Nation, Paul Tremblay, author of Horror Movie, a novel, and Kelly Link, author of The Book of Love. A lot going on. We'll try to get as much of it as we possibly can with Ellen Beal, co-chair of the event, who joins us with a preview. Good morning, Ellen. How are you?
I'm great. Good morning, Joe. Thanks for having me on.
Are you excited?
I am.
What happening?
A lot happening. It's pretty sprawling. But it's going to be really a great, our best yet, I think.
So give us a sense, just give us a little thumbnail sketch of the history of the book festival and how we got to this particular year of the event.
Super. This is going to be our fourth book festival. We were founded actually before the pandemic, but canceled the first one due to the shutdown. And we're pretty much volunteer-led. With a lot of help from many of the community's events and organizations in Saratoga, including the library.
You have, as you said, sprawling. You have many different venues. You can see all this on the website, by the way, which is saratogabookfestival.org, saratogabookfestival.org, and a lot of sessions. So when you start to plan this, do you give me a sense? Do you go into it and say, "Oh, we would like 33 sessions," or do you say, "Oh, we're going to do 20," and then it turns out to be 33?
You know, that actually is a harder question than you might think. I think the shortest answer to that is we normally say to ourselves, "Okay, let's try to have a 2-day event that just has a lot of different things for different people." And then so far every year, it just expands because they're just balloons. They're great, great authors, and it's hard to say no.
When you look at what you, like the type of author that you want, I mean, it's so eclectic is what I'm ultimately getting to. So how do you fill in those blanks as to who you're looking for, the wish list, and how you go through and accomplish that?
You know, the first thing that we start doing on the programming side is following what all the publishers are predicting their list is going to be. But we also take a look at what the borrowing history is at the library. So last year, for example, the most popular book from the Saratoga Book Springs Public Library was Geraldine Brooks' Horse.
Yes.
So that's a clue, I think, as to some of the readers in town.
Yeah, it's a little bit, in Saratoga to have a book horse, but that was a magnificent novel.
I think it was the fact that it was a magnificent novel.
Yes.
The horse connection, yes, but I just think that it's a community
Where
we have a lot of different types of readers, but we definitely have a literary component.
Well, as you know, my first job was that of a page at a library, and which I got when I was 12 or 13 years old, and I held on to it until I graduated from high school. And the most fun of my job, besides, you know, like learning the Dewey Decimal System, The most fun of my job was to see what people were taking out.
Yes.
I mean, that's it, and that's just the nosy part of me. But it was always fascinating to see what people were taking out.
Yep.
So looking at that information must be really interesting.
It is. And then we have some folks connected to the library and the book festival who are enormous fans of horror. So we have a killer panel. Which is really bad pun. I didn't mean that, but a really killer thriller chiller thing going on Saturday, first thing in the morning, which I hear is a little early perhaps for horror fans. But Paul Tremblay and Clemence Michelon and Daniel Krauss are superstars in that world. So if you like really thrilling, scary stuff, this is a great panel for you. That's really well written.
And that'll be happening at 10:30 on Saturday morning.
Saturday at the City Center. Yep.
And then the next room over at the City Center, you have a panel on saving democracy.
Yes.
I mean, so that's you have a lot to choose from there.
yes. And that's a really great panel. I will quickly add that due to a couple circumstances, we will not be able to present Brenda Wineapple during the festival. We're going to reschedule that.
Oh, good. Okay.
But our nonfiction history event is definitely that 10:30 slot at the City Center with Corey Brettschneider, a constitutional law as well as political professor and author. And I love this session. As soon as I saw the book, his book is called The President and the People. And it's all about both the presidents we have had who have taken us right to the brink before of really attacking the Constitution, some of the core principles, and citizens who fought to save it. And I love this session because here we are a couple weeks away from the election, and it's a historian, someone who has studied this, who wanted to look at the past parallels and also leave behind some ideas on how people can react to whatever the heck happens this November.
That's right. And I was taken by when I was reading, and I think you and I have talked about this in past years, but the idea of appealing to even the reluctant reader, yeah, and perhaps someone who may not be in everyone's in your lists and so forth of people who attend book events and that kind of thing, people who younger people and people who are interested in a subject rather than perhaps the book, and to make that connection as well.
Yeah. So thanks for that. We really try hard to do that, and we tried different things to make that happen. So this year we're trying for the first time to launch Beyond the Book events that combine a book that an author has written with either another art form that the author works in, or some kind of performance. So we kick off the festival this year with stand-up. An author, comedian,
yeah,
Sally Chafin Brooks, who's written her first book, a memoir, about, it's called Going to Maine, and it's all about her experiences as a thru-hiker on the Appalachian Trail. It's a funny book, but it's also about her life experiences and what that whole experience did in terms of her life. But she's also a stand-up comedian. So we're pairing her with our local comedian and actually a humor expert at Skidmore College to both do a night of stand-up comedy at Putnam Place. So you can go to the bar and get drinks and hear some stand-up. And then at the end, they'll have a short book chat that you can then find out more on Saturday.
I just want to go back real quick, but you actually have an event, sort of a pre-event tonight.
We do.
Yeah.
We do.
And that's happening at the
Saratoga. That's right. That is a little presentation we're doing for friends of the library. Anybody can be a friend. It's as low as $17. But the idea there was to thank our volunteers and the people who regularly support the Friends of the Library with a little special event for them with three wonderful local writers, Phil Bailey, Catherine Bruns, and lastly, Matt Witten.
great event taking place tonight. I want to get to some of the fiction writers in just a moment, but first let's just talk about one more. You mentioned a couple of the ticketed events that I'd like to talk about, but the Warren Zanes event is a big deal.
It is. I'm really thrilled that Warren agreed to come. It's been UPH, Universal Preservation Hall, one of the wonderful venues in Saratoga Springs. They and the Saratoga Book Festival have talked for a couple years now of finding a musician who is also an author. There have been a lot of them, but it's just the stars aligned. And Warren Zanes, many of you may know from his early years as a founding member of the Del Fuegos, but when life happened over the years. He decided to go back to get his bachelor's, then master's, and finally a PhD, and he writes books about musicians. His first book was about Tom Petty. It's a great book. His current book is about Springsteen, and specifically Bruce Springsteen's album, Nebraska.
Yeah.
It's awesome. It's a great really stuff. Interesting book.
And then on another ticketed event, which will take place on Sunday at UPH, is the Gossip Girl Brunch.
Yes. So this is fun. You know, when you asked about how do we approach programming, one of the things we do care a lot about is trying to change the vibe and the mood, because sometimes people want to laugh. And sometimes people really want to, you know, learn something and feel better when they leave out or feel challenged, whatever. So Gossip Girl Brunch with the writer.
The creator of the books that inspired the series.
That's right. And has really had a really large impact. Cecily von Zeisiger has had a huge effect on pop culture. And she was delighted to come back. And this is for everyone who just... you know, couldn't get enough of that in their teens, and, you know, for the new generation of readers that she has.
And then the fiction headliner is Liz Moore, and that's a UPH. I'll be hosting that, interviewing Liz, and my goodness, talk about a book with a life of its own, and that book just took over.
It did.
In the summer. It was, which is very exciting.
It just keeps building. And, you know, I, at the risk of overgeneralizing, I think it's interesting that some really awesome books and writers in the capital region will have its at some level capital area roots, or the stories are somehow related. And that book, as you know, The God of the Woods, is set in the Adirondacks, has references to Saratoga. So I think it's that, for here, it's especially interesting, I think, to people. It should be our biggest event yet.
It's really terrific, and it's a hell of a story.
Hell of a story.
Really, just very, very well done, very well told, and brilliant. Her last novel was amazing. This novel is amazing, and it'll be really fun to talk to her. And that's obviously my favorite venue ever is UPH.
It is
such a
great
place to see it, and a good place to do a book event. So that'll be really fun. You do need tickets for those events that we mentioned. We have about a minute left, but I don't want to get some of the fiction writers that you've got coming up are really incredible. Amitabha Kumar,
Roxana Robinson.
Oh, yes. Roxana Robinson and Garth Risk Hallberg are both great.
Yes.
All amazing. And and by the way, that Garth Risk Hallberg book is fantastic. I've read that, and I'm just reading the Roxana Robinson now. That's really good.
Really good.
And Paul Bogart's is going to be.
And Paul Bogart's. We have two publishing luminaries doing some moderating. Well, three, counting you. Lee Haber was the founder of the Oprah Book Club, and for years was responsible for all of the Oprah Magazine book section.
Contents,
and she'll be one of our interviews. She'll be doing a session with Kelly Link and Mary Jones that will be all about the art of short stories.
Yeah, the Kelly Ling book is great, too.
Great.
Really good stuff. All right, here's your homework. Go to SaratogaBookFestival.org, SaratogaBookFestival.org, and plan out your time at the Saratoga Book Festival happening this weekend, October 4th through the 7th, with the event also tonight. And you can find out more right there, SaratogaBookFestival.org. Ellen Beal is co-chair of the event, and... wonderful to have you as always. I can't wait to see you on.
Thanks again.
Throughout the bend.
Thank you. Great. Thank you.
SaratogaBookFestival.org. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.